Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. For the first time, Nikki Haley is the anticipated winner of a GOP primary, reportedly coming out on top in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Meanwhile, Donald Trump celebrating a handful of new state caucus victories across the U.S. this weekend. Republicans gathered for caucuses in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Saturday. Trump rallied in Virginia.
We want to send a big signal, so it's important. I mean, we don't need your vote. We want you to get out, though, and vote in big margins, and we want to send that little freight train going along.
Haley has vowed to remain in the race through Super Tuesday, March 5th. The impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden marches on despite recent setbacks. Republicans on Capitol Hill now want to bring forward U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland for an interview, announcing a new subpoena. Kentucky Congressman James Comer on with Fox Business says this is about Biden's favorable classified documents case result.
We had some emails from Hunter Biden to various people around the globe that he was receiving money from, that in these emails are attachments that appear to be government documents. We want to know, were those part of the classified document?
Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO. Musk co-founded the artificial intelligence company and claims that it drifted from its original nonprofit mission, from OpenAI's founding charter, and he wants the company to pay back all of its profits. Paxlovid use could save lives and money.
University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis resulting in estimated savings of $57 to $170 billion. The research indicates that Paxlovid use could potentially save around 30,000 lives during a significant outbreak.
USA's John Schaefer. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Progress continues toward a potential new ceasefire agreement in the Israel-Hamas war. House Intelligence Chair Mike Turner, on with CBS Face the Nation Sunday, said he believes now is the right time for a ceasefire, not just for hostages.
Also because of the desperate need for aid to get into to Gaza. What's unfortunately is the Palestinians are being held hostage by Hamas. So they're down in bunkers, cowardly.
A U.S. official said the deal would involve a six-week ceasefire and the release of at-risk hostages. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI and its CEO. Musk co-founded the artificial intelligence company and claims that it has drifted from its original nonprofit mission by partnering with Microsoft in a $13 billion deal, all while keeping its code a secret. Oprah Winfrey intends to step down from Weight Watchers' board of directors after nearly a decade, citing the diet company's declining profits and diminishing public support. WW International Inc. revealed Wednesday the billionaire opted not to seek reelection re-election at its upcoming shareholder meeting in May. It could cost you more to Netflix and chill.
Analysts at UBS Securities suggest that Netflix might increase its prices this year. In a research note, they anticipate a potential price hike from the streaming platform, coupled with increased revenue from its ad-supported tier and a growing subscriber base. This move could lead to a total revenue growth of 15% for Netflix.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Happy Monday to you. We've got Bruce Thatcher with us. Bruce, of course, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Too Big. We're going to be talking about the current state of the border, especially after last week when we had both presidents. Quite interesting. You know, they didn't have to say a whole lot. It's just even just the optics of where they landed and, you know, what it's all about. And it's interesting that Joe Biden right now is concerned about timing. And he's concerned about timing because when it when you're talking about immigration, I mean, that's like the worst job he's handling. And it's the number one issue, according to the polls, right ahead of the economy. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm just fine.
Hey, great to have you here. Just a sidebar on your book, Too Big, How to Tell and How to Get More Accountability. I mean, your book was, you know, in a sense, I mean, it was a kind of a state of the union of where we are right now in this country, where there is such a lack of accountability. And it is oozing out of this bureaucracy in such a ridiculous manner. I'm just praying, Bruce, that the people just do not get so fed up and they give up. Because, you know, I think this is what's happened, is they've been worn down by the extreme left to such a degree. They say, okay, why should we fight anymore? I mean, the game is rigged. They've kind of, you know, jury-rigged the situation. Filling the ballot boxes and, you know, using everything they possibly can to take out the number one opposition candidate off the field of play. These guys know no end to their desire for power and control. And, you know, forget about ethics, forget about morality, forget about fair play. It just doesn't exist in their realm.
It doesn't exist. And I was thinking this morning, getting ready to talk with you, I was thinking about Saul Alinsky's book, where one of his rules has been never let a crisis go to waste. And I think that's what's happening at the border. Trump and Biden were down at the border, and they talked a little bit, and the optics were interesting and great, but maybe they just detracted from what's really going on. Maybe what's maybe immigration has now risen to the number one concern of Americans, but immigration is just looked at as an opportunity for something else. I looked at these numbers, you know, millions and millions more illegals coming across the border in the last 3 years than have ever come across before, and one thing is absolutely obvious. this is a deliberate, this is a deliberate result of deliberate policy. This is what
exactly.
the current administration wants.
Mm-hmm.
And to look at it any mm-hmm. other way, to say, well, let's get together, we can solve the issue. No, that we can't solve the issue because the issue is not immigration. The issue
right.
is building up, fortifying the administrative state in the control mm-hmm. of the, you know, follow the money.
Right.
Because immigration reform bill, as under the definition of the Democrats in Congress, is let's allocate billions more money to the border, but to immigration.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the billions more money is to build up a bigger bureaucracy. And,
right. It's not to drive people away from the border. It's in order to administrate the processing of more illegals into the country. I guess the bottom line, right?
That's exactly right. The coming of illegals into the country now is just viewed as a reason to build mm-hmm. up the bureaucracy, to build up more
right.
more democratic power in the form of the administrative state. At least that's mm-hmm. my opinion. That's the way I'm seeing it right now.
Well,
and you can look.
Well, I think that could be buttressed by what Duffy Campos. Rachel Duffy Campos, I guess, is her name at Fox. She did kind of an informal poll of illegal immigrants coming across the border. She's been at the border many times, and she was there, and she was asking them, okay, who would you vote for, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? You know what the answer was? 100% Joe Biden.
Of course.
Okay, all right, well, you say of course, but, you know, for me, I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute. I mean, to your point about why this is so deliberate and the fix is in, is these people haven't even come into the country, but they already have a political opinion that they've been told about, that they're convinced about, which, promotes this outcome that you've presented here. So, you know, they don't even know about the country. They don't even know Joe Biden. They don't know Donald Trump other than what they've been told. And they've been told that Joe Biden is the guy. And without exception, 100%, come on, the game is fixed at that point.
They're coming here, as individuals, they're coming here at least, for greater opportunity than they have in their home countries. There are a few others, but essentially that's the broader envelope of why they're coming here. And they see Joe Biden is the one who's let them come here because always before they couldn't get in. Gallup did a poll a number of years ago, and it showed that something like 150 million people in the world would come to America immediately
exactly.
if they were allowed to do so. And
right.
that's what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
They've been allowed. You know, the gate has been mm-hmm. opened. They've been told, come. And, man,
yeah.
are they coming.
Well, and the other thing, too, which, again, I keep bringing this up over and over again, Bruce, because I don't hear this from the mainstream media whatsoever. It would be one thing if the immigrants were coming, you know, and they had the ability to be, you know, have freedom of choice. They have no choice. They come, once they cross that border, even before they cross the border, they're beholden to the cartels for God only knows. I don't know how long. It's indentured servitude. I don't know if it's for 6 years, 100 years, the entire generation, their whole thing. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, there's no room for allegiance to America and America's citizens if you're beholden to the cartel that says, hey, you're going to participate in one of several of our enterprises that could be human trafficking, could be drug running, it could be crime. But the fact of the matter is you're beholden to us. I mean, that's just untenable.
We, in my view, we need immigrants to offset the lower birth rate and some other things. But those immigrants need to emulate the Americans that are not being born. And
right.
and so many of these people, particularly those who come across with obligations, such as you mentioned, to the cartels, they can't possibly be emulating Americans who
There's
would
no
have
way.
Been born otherwise.
And Bruce, I don't know any, I'm not hearing any number that are getting through without having, you know, the blessing of the cartel. And I'll just say, okay, 98%, maybe, you know, 99%, if you want to give them a round, maybe an error factor there. Even if you say 95% of the people are beholden to the cartels, that's a lot of people.
You bet it is. And the numbers are important, but I'm thinking more and more we need to, as Americans, wake up to why. Why is this going on? And it isn't just because, we're an immigrant country.
No. No, it's planned and purposeful, no doubt. More from Bruce Thatcher after this.
Stay with us. Drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Back, fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks, an author. His latest book, Too Big. If you've not got your hands on this book, you need to. This is how to tell and how to get more accountability. I mean, this is a great book right now. I mean, this is what we need in this upcoming election. I mean, don't just go ahead and vote all over again, you know, because it's like, in a lot of ways, it's like doing the same thing, expecting different results. You've got to do something different. Yes, you have to vote. No doubt that there were too many people on the sidelines that allowed the Democrats and Joe Biden to be in the White House and all the other shenanigans that took place. I get that. But, you know, what happened, happened. And, you know, maybe 10 years down the road, we'll finally get to the truth and realize that, in fact, there was just this incredible amount of cheating that took place. And, you know, history was able to, or more willing at that point down the road to deal with the truth, the whole truth. But meanwhile, a lot of damage is being done to our country, and we can't allow this damage to continue. But you got to know how to hold them accountable. Because this is a, this isn't a passive sport. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. You have to engage and keep the people, give, you know, your, the power of your vote. What makes your vote even that much more powerful, Bruce, is if you're going to use it and hold your elected officials accountable. Otherwise, you just, you might as well just have a stamp and just stamp your vote on their card and that's it and forget about it until the next time you need to, you know, use your stamp signature, right?
Well, if you think, if you think that your vote is something that you do on one day in November and then on to other things, you're giving it all up. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to be on their back. You got to vote for the right people, and the right people, of course, in my opinion, are people who will reduce the power of the unfettered power of, in this case, government organizations, and who will, as you say, hold them accountable.
Exactly.
And we're too often inclined as voters to say, okay, that's my task for today. Now let me see, get on to other things. Don't have to worry about this for another 4 years. It's just a wrong attitude. When I was more involved actively in politics, getting things done, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. It's more than just the casting of the ballot. Mm. And most Americans don't want to do that. In fact, you know, what can I say? It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Look at all the institutions that we're involved in. Look at what happened with our school system, because we thought we could be passive. And then we're finding out, look what public schools are doing to our kids. I mean, here we've given trillions of dollars to public education. What have we got in return? I mean, there are other countries out there spending a fraction of what we spend, and their kids are a lot smarter, and they're better educated based on, you know, a more simplistic, focused plan. But no, not us. You know, we got to get into all this crazy stuff and, you know, spend and waste time on, you know, if their kids are using the right pronouns, if, you know, there's gender confusion, how we're dealing with this stuff, except, you know, even considering the basics, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, I talk to kids, you know, teenagers on up to the early 20s, and ask the direct question. The answer I often get is, we should just trust the government to take care of us because the government knows more about everything than we do.
Lord have mercy.
Well, that's not what I learned in school.
No.
But that is what our education system is doing.
Well, it has indoctrinated these kids to such a degree that it has canceled, you know, critical thinking. And this is what, you know, this is how you control the masses. You dumb them down. And you sell them on this idea that here you've got these ruling elites. They know so much. Really? The ruling elites do? Look what they did to us during COVID. Look what they've done to our current economy. Look at what they've done to us militarily. How they've made us more vulnerable than we've ever been since almost the beginning of the American dream. It's just unbelievable. You know. Go ahead.
One of the things that's happening is more and more Americans are electing to homeschool. I haven't listened to that in a great detail, but I've become very much aware of it because one of my children has decided to take, and last year or year before that, actually, have decided to take all their kids out of the public school system and they're homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this firsthand as what's going on. And the reason they're doing it, the reason a lot of them started because in COVID, the public school systems just gave up. They said, for a year or two, just forget it. We're not going to educate. And it was at that point where a lot of people have said, well, I guess we'll homeschool because we're not mm-hmm. getting the education from the educational organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what was an anomaly is going to grow
mm-hmm.
for the reasons that we're talking about.
Well, I think that, like you said, I mean, not all is lost here. I think people are wising up and realizing that their government is failing them. I mean, look what's going on right now. I mean, the Democrats don't know what to do with, the popularity of Donald Trump. After all that they've done to him, how they've tried to kneecap him, how they've tried to bankrupt him with 91 indictments and all this, trying to get him off the ballot in one deal or another. I mean, he's still doing, his campaign still draws thousands upon thousands of people. I think he finally lost, one of the primaries over the weekend. No big surprise.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
D.C., hates anything but Trump. But although I guess the upside is he got twice as many votes in D.C. this time than he did back in 2016. So not all is lost, I guess, in D.C., but, they're going to do whatever. So.
Well, it's just the nature. It is. At least on the part of the left, and not just the left, I hasten to add, it's a power struggle. Mm-hmm. We want the power, we want the money, and we want the control, and we will do anything we have to do to achieve that end. You can see it in so many areas that the vendettas against Trump are one of them, but this immigration is another one. Mm-hmm. What a huge opportunity for follow the dollars, follow the money,
yes.
and
right.
follow the power, and you can come to the answers on the things. But it's really tough. I don't know how to convince American people who don't pay much mm-hmm. attention to all that.
But to your point though, Bruce, there's probably a percent. Let's just say 30-40% of the people there. They're happy. They're really happy and ecstatic with the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
Yes.
Because he's delivering for them. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And they're he's got them, tied up with entitlements, the government bureaucratic jobs, union jobs, that sort of thing. He owns their souls. The Democratic Party owns their souls. You cannot talk to these people because they're so ideologically fixed. They're not having the same problems that everyday Americans are having with inflation. Some, but not to the degree, right? And this is why we're such a divided nation. Because the thing is that without the other people, us who are, dealing with the pain of it all, we're the ones that are paying taxes that are supporting these, the 40% that, the Democrats have used our tax money, all our earnings and everything, to buy their votes and to buy their souls.
And they're happy with it.
Oh, yeah, very happy. Hey, you just keep those guys working and on that hamster wheel, and I get to stay home and do whatever I want to do, and, I got the
That's
cushy
right.
job, and I got the bureaucratic job. I don't even have to go in the office anymore these days. And I get all these days off and everything like that. Are you kidding me?
Why should I want to change anything?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, this is the system and the cards that have been dealt out while we were thinking that they were looking out for our best interest. And the fact of the matter is that they have not been looking out. They're only looking out for their own interest. Bruce Thatcher, as always, we appreciate it. History Speaks Today. Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do?
keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. The CDC is updating its COVID guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control says Americans with COVID no longer need to isolate for 5 days. The new guidance covers COVID and other respiratory infections. According to the updated guidelines, individuals with COVID can resume normal daily activities if they've been fever-free for 24 hours or if their symptoms have been improving. Additionally, the CDC advises those ending isolation to wear masks and minimize close contact with others.
USA's John Schaefer. War in the Middle East bleeds into the natural world as happens in the wake of a successful Houthi rebel sinking. It was a UK-owned commercial cargo ship. Fertilizer is now infesting the waters of the Red Sea. At the same time, the sinking marks the very first time Houthi rebel attackers have actually put a commercial cargo ship beneath the waves since their attacks ramped up in November. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Marie Espinosa from the Remembrance Project going to be joining us in just a second. But this is just being reported by Axios that the population of migrants living within the U.S. is expected to surge to 8 million by the end of September of this year. That's a dramatic 167% increase over 5 years, which has been driven by President Biden's border crisis. This, according to their own government data. At the end of fiscal year 2023, on September 30th, more than 6 million asylum seekers and other migrants were listed on what is known as the non-detained docket. That is a court docket that consists of cases involving non-citizens who have been temporarily released from ICE custody. With the Remembrance Project right now, Maria Espinosa joins us. Maria, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Maria, are you there? Okay, here we go. Maria, are you there?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
I heard horns talking, but I wasn't hearing you, and I go, okay, something's not connecting here correctly. Anyway, good to have you on. We've been talking a lot about the Remembrance Project in the last couple of weeks. I said, look, we've got to just get Maria on here to talk directly, you know, to the issue of what's going on. Because, you know, we keep losing American citizens to illegal migrants who are here in the country. The cases are, I mean, Maria, if it was me, I mean, you can't help but feel, I mean, if it was me, it was my child, I don't know how these parents are able, you know, to handle this, to come to the reality that their government has let them down and they've put their children in danger to the point that their children are now dead. Thank you very much, U.S. government.
Exactly. And you are making their point, Bill, so thank you for speaking out, because every single family member that we've spoken with whose loved one was killed by an illegal alien says that same thing. They never thought it would happen to them. You know, they really didn't feel like it was something real until it's right at their front door. And you're right. Their government is to blame, because those elected officials let them down. You know, right now, I believe it's illegal alien first and Americans last, as you can see how
exactly
they're protecting these illegal aliens.
And the thing that's so ironic about this, and you and I have talked about this over the years, is if it was the other way around and the people were breaking into Mexico, they'd be in jail. No questions asked. They're just in jail. And God forbid, if you do something, if you kill one of their citizens, you're really in jail. But not here. You know, here we can't wait for you to come here, and we're going to give you a $5,000 EBT card. We're going to put you up in 5-star hotels. We're going to make sure everything's all hunky dory for you, while America's citizens who've paid the taxes on your behalf, get the short end of the stick.
Exactly, and it gets even worse. Look at, and we'll talk about the loss of lives, but. Now illegal aliens in California, there's a bill there to expand one of their bills already passed to give these illegal aliens first home buyer status.
Wow.
So it's unbelievable where, you know, our children are struggling just to buy their own home and no help. And you know, we're used to Americans. This is the way of life. This is what we do. And now they're trying to give our money away for these illegal aliens. That's aiding and abetting, Bill, and it's wrong. It's illegal.
Exactly.
And unconstitutional.
Well, yes. and right from the get-go, like you said, you're violating the law. What are you telling the rest of the kids that are growing up that the law doesn't matter, right?
Yes, right. If it's okay to ignore one law, that just undermines the basis for any law to be upheld, you know, and as you can see, it seems that the entire country has heard about this young lady, another young lady, Laken Riley,
yes,
you know, abducted and killed, murdered by this illegal alien. And remember, he was in the grasp of law enforcement in New York. So he's illegally in the country, in a U.S. court with the USDA, and allowed to walk free and roam our streets, and that he had access to Miss Riley. You know, this is deja vu all over again with
exactly.
Molly Tibbetts.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, young lady out jogging, and I'm a runner. You know, I am very careful, but
right.
As we all know, it can happen in a split second.
Well, at the Remembrance Project, at your website, you have the, the quilt there that commemorates, commemorates the deaths of loved ones. And, I think on the website I counted like 140, but as you were quick to remind me and note that, Bill, these are just, you know, this is not even an exact count, because the government is not going to be, you know, they're not going to be forthcoming with this information. They don't want us to know the truth here. But, the Stolen Lives Quilt Blankets, again, commemorate and put into focus here. And these are real people.
Yes.
These are real
exactly.
people, real stories, right? Go ahead.
Real people, real stories, had families and loved ones. They had dreams, you know, hopes and dreams, and they were going to school, just like Laken Riley, going to nursing school. How many lives would she have helped or even helped save as a
exactly.
nurse? And this is what's chiseling away at America's nucleus, you know, our families. That family will forever be changed. And we're talking about tens of thousands of families, Bill, because, again, you know, we research online and it's very difficult because the media, I can point back to 2013 that we noticed the media was not reporting that the immigration status of a perpetrator. So
right.
it was a Montgomery County, a Travis County, a Broward County man or a resident of. And even under the Trump administration, we met with then U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and asking, you know, the number, what is the number? Where can we find that number? Finally, you know, we have someone of our own that we could go to. And
right.
he said it's impossible because the municipalities do not cooperate with the government. So as you can see, the sanctuary jurisdictions out there, and they absolutely refuse to uphold the law, much less keep track and give to the federal government, you know, when asked what, or even report themselves or give it to the media. But, you know, the media is going to cover that up. So all of these lost lives, Bill, is heartbreaking. And I can go through all of these, you know, these killings. Another situation, young Joshua was in front of his killer was in front of a judge, U.S. court, breaking U.S. laws illegally in the country. 10 days later, he tortured and burned young Joshua Wilkerson. You know, we have opportunity to deport these illegal aliens. And sure, that's a family. But you know what? Reunite them with their family in their country. And that's what needs to be happened. Enforce laws and deport them. Immediately.
Well, several things need to be considered here. First of all, you know, you talk about one life, but as you mentioned, families are involved here. And what, you know, average, I mean, when you go down to cousins and everything like that, I mean, you could have as many as, I don't know, 40, 50 people in the immediate family that are involved with the one death of a family member like this, right? So, you know, multiply that even with the Stolen Lives quilt blanket pictures that you have there on the website. I think 140 stories. Just multiply that by 140 murders. And this idea that these local municipalities don't want to participate and be forthcoming. I'll tell you, we can make that happen real quick. All we have to do is withhold our tax money going to them and say, until you pay up, until you give us the information, you're not getting any of this money. I mean, it worked for Joe Biden in Ukraine. Why can't it work for us here in the United States?
Well, they sued Trump over that.
Yes. Well, but still, you know,
I mean, look,
there's no question the resistance of the Democratic Party and those, they're going to do everything they can to resist common sense. But look, we've played their game for this long, and what have we got? Are we any better doing it their way, or are we worse?
Much, much worse, Bill. I think
without a doubt, I think so. We got to go to break. We've got more from Maria Espinosa on the other side. Stay with us. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kids.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here. You know, when you go to trp-usa.org and /petitions, you will come across a story of three American citizens. Incredible. And this is all from the Stolen Lives Quilt, and which represents honor, remembrance, and solidarity. And it's the story of three citizens here. And the appeal is to sign a petition. We must get involved. This is what we the people is all about, and this is what this Democratic Republic is all about. It's a government of, for, by we the people. If you kick back and expect the elites to rule you, you've got the America that we've got today. And you're not too happy about it, from what I can tell. I mean, we've got about 65% of America saying they're not too happy with the way the country's being run right now. Well, we've allowed it to evolve to this point, and you got to do something about it. And this is just one small step in that direction, and that is that you've got to activate your citizenship and sign this petition. Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project is with us, and she'll tell you about it right now. Go ahead, Maria.
Thank you, Bill. Yes, we need your listeners to sign this petition. We were going to send this petition to TDCJ, Texas Department of Criminal Justice, and try to keep this illegal alien killer in prison and where he belongs. This killer was responsible for the deaths of three citizens, Billy and Funderburg and his wife, Natalie, and Billy's brother, Jason, who, and again, this goes to the heart of the ripple effect that this has on a family, Bill, like you talked about earlier. And Jason Sinichek, Billy's brother, took his own life after thinking that this illegal alien was going to be set free once again. And this horrible. I mean, this has impacted their entire family. You know, you're looking at three children and grandchildren who no longer have parents and, you know, aunts and uncles. You know, so this forever changes their family tree, their legacy. And, you know, Jason, you have to understand that it's just not a killing because they get very involved. This illegal alien had been deported before. This illegal alien was drinking and he left the bar angry after fighting with his girlfriend, and he ran over Billy and Natalie, who were on their motorcycle. This individual was going 120 miles an hour and hit them smack dab in the middle, and his vehicle license plate is still embedded in the motorcycle that Billy was driving. And Jason, I'll just say this quickly. Jason and his younger brother and Mr. Thunderbird, the dad, went to the scene there too afterwards. And they were, let's put it this way. The only reason this illegal alien stopped was because the carnage and the debris under that his vehicle, and his girlfriend and a friend picked him up. But for 3 years after this incident, there were purple stains from Natalie's purple blouse that she was wearing on the street. So this is what the families are having to deal with, Bill. And you can't brush this under the rug. You know, we're looking at many killings, again, in the grasp of the law enforcement and released. And it took a commissioner, Sid Miller, from agriculture commissioner from Texas, to help get this illegal alien back. It took a local sheriff to help get him back. And it took a U.S. Marshal to help get him back. Tens of thousands of dollars just because this we don't deport these people. So it makes me very angry, and it wipes out entire family. We're looking at the Hacking family. Peter Hacking, 36-year-old, with six children. Illegal alien drunk killed him and his 4-year-old daughter, Ellie, and Grayson, 22-month little boy, wiping out nearly an entire family. And this has gone on for decades. You know this. You've been in it. You know this. And Javier Vega, he was picnicking with his family, and two illegal aliens came up and wanted their ATV, supposedly shot Javier, who's also a Border Patrol agent, and shot, and he fatally shot Javier and shot his father, who now has so many health issues forever. And, you know, look at this. Naomi Dominguez was a classmate of Javier Vega. In 1999, she was killed by an illegal alien serial killer.
Oh, my gosh.
This is how long that this has gone on. And we have to rise up and say enough is enough.
How can you expect, Maria, people who come into this country illegally to suddenly get a conscience and operate legally? Now, I hear the argument. You know, people say, well, Bill, you know, that's just a small percentage. You know, they come up with some number. They'll say, well, 95% of them obey the law. Oh, really? And you know that how?
No. Right, right. you tell an angel family, that's just a small percentage. Oh, it's a small percentage when it's not your loved one.
Exactly.
Yes, and you're right. Ignoring one law certainly undermines the foundation of any law, Bill. And what people don't, I guess they forget, that the entire southern border is controlled by the cartels. They have to negotiate with these cartels to get here.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing that's happened over the years because of this, you know, and I keep reminding everybody, and now it's being reported, you know, by our Border Patrol, that the cartel infrastructure is well within the United States, almost involving every state of the union now.
Yes.
So they've got their own organizations, because after all, they have to monitor their asset, right? The asset being the illegals that come into the country that are beholden to them. Well, they just can't let them go willy-nilly out into the country. I mean, you know, Joe Biden may throw them deep in the country, but guess what? The cartels know exactly where they are.
Oh, thank you. You're probably
right?
The first media person who has said that. Yes, and we've been saying this as well. They know exactly where they are, who they are. And any time, and your audience needs to know this, any time the cartels want to go in and tell them to do something, they're going to do it. And remember, that's how they operate in their hometown, in the home
country. Exactly. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, again, to remember here, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, these stolen lives, these individuals, real people just like you and me, who are no more, whose families are grieving, who, you know, through the holidays, we got Easter just around the corner coming up, and Easter dinners, they will not be there at the table.
They didn't ask for this. They were innocents. They were there. They were trusting in a government, just like you and I, trusting their government would look out for our best interests and protect us. I mean, after all, the number one job of the President of the United States is to secure peace, to secure our serenity. National security is the number one job of the United States President of the United, you know, of our country. And Joe Biden has absolutely been an abomination. He's been the worst president on record when it comes to what he's done and what he's failed to do on the southern border, and how much at risk he's put the American people for what? For what? For a vote?
Mm-hmm.
So that they can be reelected? So that they can maintain power and control? And meanwhile, we're going to be stuck with all this chaos. And for those of us who don't want to participate, we've had no interest in this, okay? We're not getting any benefit out of this, like the 30-40% of those that, you know, vote Democrat regardless, because they there's something in return. Just like you said earlier, Maria, follow the money. Okay, mm-hmm. The money from the Democratic Party is supporting the 40% of American voters that continue to put these people into office and put the rest of us at risk. And meanwhile, the rest of us are on the hamster wheel of life, working our butts off, paying taxes, and promoting this and allowing this idiocy and this craziness to continue.
Absolutely. Now, I say after Ms. Riley's murder, you know, the families are re-victimized. A father reached out, Dominic Cesare's father reached out and, you know, wanted to donate. He donated to for us to create Lake and Riley's Stone Life Quilt banner. Mm. You know, it's just something that, you know, we usually don't accept that. But if it's something for them to do and feel like they're doing something more to try and prevent other families from going through the same, you know, suffering in this very dark place for them, then they're doing whatever they can, but know that they are re-victimized each time they watch the news and there's something like this, even watching the influx of these illegal aliens, you know, unfettered access into our country.
Well, this is so wrong on so many levels. And, you know, I don't know, Maria, you and I have been talking about this for years, and I don't know when the final straw is that breaks the camel's back here. But I got to keep
number?
Thinking.
Yeah,
go
what's
ahead.
That number, Bill? What's that number of carnage
exactly.
of American lives that these elected officials will finally be moved by?
Mm. Is it when it's their own family members?
Maybe so.
I mean, sadly, I mean, I wish that not upon them.
Mm-hmm.
I wish no pain. You know, even though I have not been directly affected, that I'm aware of by, you know, a family member. But, my goodness, I mean, you can't help but have some compassion for your fellow citizens. You go, you know, to trp-usa.org and you look at the Stolen Lives quilt and you look at these names. You know, names that Joe Biden would never pronounce. Donald Trump, you know, mentioned the latest victim, but Joe Biden doesn't talk about these victims by name. These are real people, real stories, real families that are involved here.
Right. He's never invited us to meet with him to hear our side and what can he do to help. He's never invited us. No Democrat has ever invited us, Bill. They kicked us out of their convention, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do everything we can to keep this up front and center. Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project, thank you so much. God bless. Take care.
God bless you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.